we wild. We burn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from northwest, east side. Everybody, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Let's get into it. Yeah. Get stoked. Come on. Get it started. Come on. Get it started. Yeah. Get it started. Control a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it. Y'all hear about it, the P's will do it. Get started, get stupid. Don't worry about it, people will walk you through it step by step like an infant new kid. Inch by inch with a new solution. Transmit hits with no delusion. The feeling's irresistible and that's how we move it. Everybody, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Let's get into it. Yeah. Get stupid, I'm out. Get started. I'm out. Get started.
Sir, it's been a long time.
Right, I know, right?
Yeah. Hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving break. How was yours?
Pleasantful.
Pleasantful. That's good. So, we got a lot to talk about tonight. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So
I'm excited.
I'm excited too. It's been a long time, and I'm ready to get back after it. You know?
Right. Two more weeks,
and then finals, and then semester's over.
Right. Can you believe it? It's been so fast.
It has.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. So, yeah, let's read the Bible verse real quick. And I just totally just thought of this one just now. So we're just going to go with the my personal favorite. For athletes would be Philippians 4:13.
Wow, check that out.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So
that's a good one.
There you go.
There you go.
That's it. And let's also do the trivia question, which I also thought up, man.
You're on fire today.
And I have to say this is a pretty good one.
I'm surprised you got this one.
I'm impressed with myself. Here we go. Current Concordia men's basketball coach Tyler Jones was formerly a coach of the Continental Basketball Association's Connecticut Pride. Under his coaching, this team won a championship in 1999. What was the team that they beat to win the championship, and what was the score of that game? Pretty good, right?
That's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
unless you follow Coach Jones, you will not know that.
But I mean, you know, I was thinking.
You're thinking with your noggin.
It's basketball time.
Basketball time.
It's time to do a question about Coach Jones.
Agreed.
So we got one, and that's about to be posted on Facebook here. And as always, if you think you know the answer, you can call in at
708-488-4242, or if you live on campus, that's extension 4242.
There you go.
All right. So our Facebook update, we have 372 friends. So keep adding us, and people, and keep telling your friends to add us. Because apparently we got banned from adding friends for another 14 days. I don't know what's going on. We didn't even gain any friends.
Really?
Since the last show, yeah.
That's
we actually lost one, but we got banned from adding more friends.
That's really stupid.
I don't understand. Twitter update. We have 69 followers. That's 3 plus, which would be Mitchell Whiteside, Jonathan Sims, who's the RA on First Lindemann. He wanted me to tell them that he's also an FRE mentor. Not an FRE mentor. He's a STARS mentor, and he was a Jumpstart leader, so that's pretty cool. Jonathan Sims, and then Vanessa Delgado. So those are the three new addies to the Twitter world. So, yeah.
Bama just got a Twitter today.
He did,
yeah.
Did you see that one? He tweeted really funny. He tweeted one funny. You didn't see it? I'm not gonna read it on the air.
I don't really follow it, but, you know, I played a part in creating that one.
Did you?
I did.
I figured.
Yeah. So
he has 24 tweets today.
I know he's a tweet monster. He likes his Twitter.
Wow.
So yeah, it would be great if he tweeted at us tonight.
He's already retweeted one. I tweeted from the Jake and Jake show. Can we get 20 retweets? If we do, we will give you a shout out on the air. Listen tonight at 10 p.m. Jake and Jake, see you, Cougar Nation. I tweeted that. So I was really looking for someone to retweet us. I retweeted us, and Mitchell retweeted us. So we got two. Shout out to Mitchell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you wanna jump right into this thing here? We got a lot to talk about. 2 weeks.
Yeah, let's do this.
2 weeks worth of stuff here.
Here we go. All right, so women's basketball started on Friday, November 16th. That was a game against Luther College, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that was a 40-82 loss. The stars of that for the Concordia Cougars would be April Broska, who had 9 points and 6 rebounds, and Jessica Ginky, who had 7 rebounds and 7 points.
She's good, yeah.
Yeah, she's real good. What was the next game for the Cougars?
Let's see here. The next game was that Saturday, November 17th. That was at Cornell College. It was a 70-38 loss.
All right, and the stars for that game, again, would be April Broska, who had 3 rebounds, 13 points. Jessica Ginky had 1 rebound and 5 points, so a little off game there. And Desmond Cheney, freshman, had 2 rebounds, 6 points. So, not a whole lot of offense for the Cougars there, but that's a tough game. Those Iowa girls, they're different than us northern people that don't have corn all around them.
And at this point, they're kind of like, you know, 2 games into the season.
Yeah, it takes some time.
They're starting to get their teamwork together, you know. They're starting to, you know, come together as a team, I should say.
What was the next game?
The next game was on Tuesday, November 20th, and that was at home against Loras College.
Ooh, I was at that game. That was a 10-point loss.
50-40.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what you said. 10-point loss. Jessica Ginky actually had double-digit points. She had 15, 13 rebounds. Christina Rickett came alive. She had 5 rebounds, 14 points. April Broska had 4 rebounds, 5 points, so she had a slumping game. Their leading scorer had 10, sorry.
All right. The women's basketball team next game was Saturday, November 4th, and they were at Eureka College in that one, and that was a 71-50 loss.
Eureka's pretty good.
Yeah. That's down by where I live.
Their leading scorer had 18 against us, so, and then their 16, 14, and 13. So, yeah. Our leading scorer was, again, Jessica Ginky. She had 12 with 10 boards. April had 11 with 5 boards. And Christine Rickett with 9 with 7 boards. So, I mean, you can't complain. They were just too good.
We got to get that Jessica Ginky on for an interview sometime.
I messaged her on Facebook right before the show. Actually, an hour and a half before the show.
Did she respond?
I don't think so. I can check after the next one.
All right. Anyway, the next game, Wednesday, November 28th.
Yesterday.
Got our first taste of victory against Benedictine at home. 64-61 win.
Dislike that school.
We won. So
I know. We were down by 10 at half. The Eagles actually outscored us 40-30, and then we outscored them 34-21. So that was a good victory.
So down by 10 at half,
we showed some heart.
Some good intestinal fortitude.
For points, Jessica Ginky led the way with 21. She had 13 rebounds, her first double-double of the year. April had 15 with 3 rebounds. Kohler had 11. I'm pretty sure she had 11 and a half with 5 boards. I mean, it was just a good around game. Ricky had 7. So, yeah.
Solid victory there.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. On to men's basketball here. Friday, November 16th, they played Nebraska Wesleyan University.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 79-50 loss. What were the stats for that one?
All right, I can do stats. All right, so we had 3 guys with 11 points. Jake Oakley, Mason, and Marcus. Rebounding. Marlon, Villius, and Mason both had 5. So, I mean, that was really like the first game of the year, I believe.
Yeah.
For the men's basketball team.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway.
And Nebraska Wesleyan's a good school, too.
Mm-hmm. After that, we played the next day on November 17th.
This was home opener.
Saturday. We played Luther College, and we lost 69-51.
Now, the shocker of this game was the offense came from the bench.
Mm.
Brandon Johnson had 12 points. He went off. He had 12 points. And Kyrie Floyd had 10. So, that outscored the starters right there. The starters had, 14.
All right.
So.
The next game following that was last night?
Nope.
Oh. Wednesday before Thanksgiving, then.
Yep, I was there, too.
Wednesday, November 21st. You are a dedicated fan.
I know.
They played Bethany Lutheran College. It was a 74-62 loss.
I just want to point out that last week's Player of the Weeks were... who were they, Jake? They're at the bottom of the page. I think it was April Broska and Jamal Thomas. This week's player of the game, player of the week, Jessica Ginky and Brandon Johnson. You know why? Because Brandon Johnson, this game, had 14 points.
Wow.
That's why he started last night, 2 nights ago.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Got to play the hot hand.
Marcus had 9 points, 4 boards. Marlon had 4 points, 5 boards. Mason had 8 boards, 6 points. Stenson had 5 points, 2 boards. Brandon Johnson, 14 points.
That's pretty dang good.
Yeah. Oh, right. We got a caller. Look at this. Welcome to Jake and Jake Show. Who do we got?
That's my line, man.
Sorry.
It's Maddox, Dre. Jake.
What's up, Dre? All day Dre.
All day Dre, yeah.
All day Dre, man.
Dre, I'm guessing you're answering the trivia question because he posted on our Facebook too easy. He thinks the question's too easy.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you got, Dre? Are you there?
Oh, guess we lost him.
All right. Wow.
Dang, I hate these drop calls, man.
I guess people like be having bad service. I don't know.
I hate when that happens. Yeah. Maybe he's calling back right now. Hold on.
Oh, we got a new caller.
Another one. Maybe it's probably him again.
Welcome to Jake and Jake Show.
Who we got?
No, that was basketball.
Hello?
Yeah, Jake.
What's up, man?
My bad, man. What's going on?
Nothing, man. What's up with you?
Man, you know, just chilling, man. Finished doing some homework.
All right.
Yeah, man, you know. y'all got somebody answer the question already?
No, man. You're the first caller.
Oh, yeah, man. That's too easy.
Yeah, what is it?
The Fall Skyforce. I don't know how to pronounce the team's first name.
We'll take that. Sioux Falls Skyforce, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. The score was 105 to 103.
Nice.
All day Dre Maddox.
Nice.
Just
all day,
won.
Man.
All day Dre.
Congrats, yeah, dude.
All right, now y'all make it more challenging next week, man.
All right. Have a good night.
Yeah, y'all too.
Well, shoot, man.
Well, that was a bummer.
You didn't get any from Jim Egan, so I figured I had to step up to the plate.
Hey, good job, man.
I guess Egan's way better than me, so.
I mean, he has so much. Like, I was talking to him about it, and he has so much resource.
So much knowledge, too, probably, about the sports here. But, yeah, I mean, good job to him for getting it, though, you know.
Yeah.
It's too bad it wasn't a stumper like I thought it was going to be. But,
A stumper. Well, I feel like that's a line from, like, Bambi or something.
Remember that one that we had a couple weeks ago when no one tried to answer it because it was so hard?
Right.
Or maybe just no one was listening? It's probably the second. Let's be honest. All right. Anyway, let's keep going with the men's basketball here.
All right, yeah.
Big guy.
So I'm pretty sure that we did Bethany College. They're done.
We did Bethany. Saturday, November 24th, we played at Loras College. It was an 85-67 loss.
You know where Loras is?
I have no idea.
Iowa.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Who would want to go out there?
Right?
2 days after Thanksgiving.
This was actually Dearest Blackwell and Brandon Johnson's start. Like, they started. And Mason actually came alive. He had 12 points, 8 rebounds. And Brandon had 12 points, 4 rebounds. And then off the bench, we had Taylor Rongs with 8 points and Tyler Odin with 8 points. So those two came alive. Jake Oakley had 6. So, I mean, the men's basketball team is just going to be a work in progress all year, especially for the beginning. So just be patient. Those guys will pull this around.
Yeah.
Happens. They're playing really good competition. Like, they're playing better than teams in conference, as you could tell on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So I don't have any doubts about this team at all.
Yeah, and let's talk about Tuesday night real quick, which was their conference opener, correct? Against Benedictine.
Tuesday night, yeah.
We only lost 51-47, so that
and
shows you that.
Actually, we were winning with 1:30 left.
Mm-hmm.
So
that game could have been won.
Yeah, we were actually down by 8 at half, 26-18, and we just kept fighting. We pulled it back. I was at the game. We actually outscored them 29-25 in the second half.
So, yeah, I mean, even though the scores against those out-of-conference teams might not look so pretty, once you step into conference, it looks a whole lot better.
And just looking at the stats, Marcus Elston had a really big game. He had 12.6 boards. He came from the bench, so he had a really good game from him, though. We needed 1-3, 2-3s. That would have been nice. But, I mean, like I said, it's early in the year. Benedictine won.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
You're not going to go 10-0 in basketball.
They'll get it together.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so
actually, Marcus was the only person hit double digits on Tuesday.
And I'm sure they could they probably didn't have their best offensive game, you know, with 47 points.
Right. All right. Where are we at on the schedule?
We're done with men's basketball. We could go a couple ways here. We could go to a break. We could do our promo. Or we could jump right into football.
Let's jump into football.
All right. Here we go.
Actually, I have one stat that I want to point out.
Okay.
If you look at the NAC website, Jake Kohler, actually, the whole entire Cougar greatness
right.
leads every category, or almost every category.
I believe it.
Jake Kohler finished with 246.5 yards per game, which was 2.5 yards above Austin, whatever his last name is. Kohler could tell you, from Concordia, Wisconsin. He actually tied him for he was in a three-way tie for touchdowns with 25. Dre led by 10 yards for yards per game with 102.2. He led that over Borsellino from Benedictine. Dre led in rushing touchdowns, 14. The next guy had 8. Guess who it was? Jake Kohler.
Can't say his last name.
That's why I stick to defense.
Jeez, man. That's all right.
14-8.
Yeah. I mean, if we want to go into some of the accolades that the Concordia team got, or do you want to?
Oh no, I'm not done yet.
Oh, all right.
Jamal Thomas, the first guy had 90.3 yards a game.
Mm-hmm.
Jamal had 89.5. He was right there.
Dang.
He was right there. Touchdowns. Jamal led it with 12. Tackles per game. Rob Hammack was fourth at 9 tackles per game. And then sacks, Marty Beckman was tied with second with 5. Ben Lockton from Benedictine led with 6. So he was just right there too.
So we pretty much dominated all those stats.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah. So let's jump into the Bethel game.
Let's talk about this exciting game. I feel like everyone should know
that
we unfortunately lost 24-23
in the last 18 seconds.
But it was one crazy contest.
Yeah.
And anyway, let's get to the offense here. The offense had 490 total yards against a pretty good Bethel defense, which I think
it was ranked up there.
Awesome. 490 yards is a ridiculous amount. 390 of them were passing, 100 were rushing. Quarterback Jake Kohler was 26 of 38 with 390 yards, no touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He also had 15 rushes for 48 yards and a touchdown on the ground. Rushing the ball, Dre Maddox had 19 carries for 60 yards, 2 touchdowns. Petey Jones had 3 carries for 10 yards. Receiving, Petey Jones also had 9 receptions for 126 yards. Jamal Thomas had 8 receptions for 125 yards, and Trent Yancey had 5 receptions for 99 yards. Dre also had 3 receptions for 10 yards, and Mike Bailey had 1 reception for 30 yards.
Now catch this. How many yards your offense have?
490.
Guess how many the defense gave up?
I don't.
351.
So we beat them in that. We beat them by 139?
Yeah.
That's math skills.
Everyone was worried about the defense.
I know.
The defense showed up.
The defense held them to 24 points.
The defense. Yeah, they were supposed to beat us by 20 to 40. Yeah.
That's not.
The defense showed up.
We shocked that team.
Yeah.
I know.
Eric Peterson, their starting quarterback, had 161 yards, only 1 touchdown passing. And then they had another guy throw a it was an option. He threw the ball. He got a touchdown. What a bum. They had some really amazing plays that, like, in video games, they wouldn't even happen.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So, actually, the kid that threw the touchdown also had 100 yards receiving. So, just tells you. But then the defensive leaders, Matt Ralph and Chris Thompson, led the way with 10 tackles apiece. Matt Ralph had a tackle for a loss for 2 yards. Chris Thompson had 1 tackle for a loss for 7 yards. CJ Paisley had 7 tackles. And Hammock had 7 with 1 sack for 15 yards. That was huge. Daniel Debonet had 6 tackles, 1 sack for 2 yards, and 1.5 tackle for losses for 3 yards. Marty Beckman had 5 tackles, 1 sack for 10 yards.
Nice.
Yeah. Let's see. Do we have no interceptions?
All right. Nope. So let's wrap up the season, talk about the amazing achievements that this team made, you know. First undefeated team to ever go undefeated, you know. First team in Concordia history to ever make it to the D3 playoffs. And I don't know if you know this, but we straight up dominated like first and second team in honorable mention for the NAC conference.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay, first of all, we'll start with Coach Preece, who was named the NAC Coach of the Year, which was obviously well-deserved. And Jake Kohler, big props to him, our quarterback, who received the NAC Offensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
Which is an awesome award.
It is.
Preece also, this was his 3rd Coach of the Year.
In the last
4 seasons.
That's amazing.
He won it in 2009, 2011, and now 2012.
That's amazing.
Jake Kohler, he finished the season with 2,706 yards. He was 173 of 286, and he had 25 touchdowns.
Yep.
So now we're going to tell you Concordia's selections for the first team, second team, and honorable mentions.
All right.
For the NAC conference, and I'll start off with first team. It's one of your defensive players, Marty Beckman.
Marty Beckman deserves it.
He had 85 tackles, 16.5 of them for loss, and that's 77 yards in total losses. 5 sacks for 44 yards. He finishes his career as our school's all-time leader in tackles for loss and in sacks.
Yeah.
And he has 51 tackles for loss and 19.5 sacks.
It's been a pleasure watching him.
He's been a stud. Well, in the 1 year that I've seen him, he's...
Right.
Yeah. Another first team selection for the NAC conference would be Chris Big Dog Bruni. offensive lineman for Concordia. Obviously, there's not many stats that you can have for offensive linemen. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah, yeah. You'll...
Like, there's not a number that defines a great offensive lineman. It's just like, you got to see them play to really appreciate how good they are.
Yeah.
And so, big props to him. He's also a senior, so we'll be honoring him a little later on. Danny Colapietro, our kicker, was also a first-team selection.
He should be.
Oh, yeah. He was clutch all year long.
I agree.
Yeah. We also got Dre Maddox. All day Dre.
All
just
day
called
Dre.
In. Let's see. He had 172 rushes for 1,121 yards on the season, and he also had 14 touchdowns.
Yeah.
And obviously, he rushed for 355 yards in 1 game.
Right.
So, yeah. He deserves it. Anthony Pinella is another first-teamer. He missed all of the 2011 season?
No, he missed some. Yeah, some.
With a broken ankle, right?
Yeah.
Like, totally
like
broken.
Backwards.
So it's pretty amazing that he could come back and have the kind of performance that he put on this year.
It was huge.
Also, senior safety, number 20, Matt Rolfe. He's another first-team selection. He got honorable mention in 2010 and 2011, and he got first team this year. He had 80 tackles this year and led the team with 5 interceptions. He had 155 yards in total interception returns, including that 80-yard return for the touchdown against Wisconsin Lutheran that won us the game.
Huge game.
So he deserves
homecoming.
It. He's another senior.
Yep.
And our last first-team selection is number 1, Jamal Thomas.
He's so funny.
He got a first-team in 2008 and 2011 and got second-team in 2010, so he's been a stud the whole time he's been here.
He's so great.
He has 57 catches for 984 yards and 15 touchdowns this year. He became the Cougars' all-time leader in catches, receiving yards, and touchdown catches this year. So, good job to him.
I got second team. All right, so started off, we'll start with my cousin, Sherman Petey Jones. Do you have the stats on him?
Petey Jones, let's see here. He had 48 catches for 657 yards. He also rushed the ball 71 times for 454 yards and combined 9 total touchdowns between receiving and rushing. And he was my DeAnthony Thomas comparison, remember?
Yeah,
At the beginning of the year.
Next came Scotty Illick. Do you have any... He's a big man.
He is a big man. It looks like he missed the 2011 season.
He got hurt. I'm pretty sure it was the same game Pinella got hurt.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure it was University of Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah.
But he started every single game this year, so...
Yeah.
That was impressive once again to come back and win this honor, you know?
Yeah. Next would be for our defense, which would be Chris Thompson, number 49, senior. Got any stats about him?
Let's see. He was third on the team. He had 82 total tackles, 4.5 tackles for loss, and 1 interception, 2 fumble recoveries.
All right, and now we're on to our honorable mention. For the offense, I'll do offense. We have Jeff Dwyer, freshman. He lives on my floor.
I think we got a call.
We got a caller?
So let's hold there.
Welcome to the Jake and Jake Show.
Who we got? Hello? Oh.
Hi, this is Jessica Yankee calling.
What's up, Jessica Yankee? All right.
Hi.
All right.
I feel as if she's never listened to this before. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay.
Wow. All right, so we'll give you a brief run through of what we do. We talk about Concordia Athletics and only Concordia Athletics.
Okay.
So, yeah, we've been talking about all sports from the beginning of the school year, and now we're on to basketball season.
Jessica, I'm actually in your human and cognitive development class, that awesome 8 a.m. class. I didn't realize you were such a basketball stud.
Who is this?
Jake Wallace.
Jake?
I sit across the room.
I think I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure I know who you are.
Okay.
This is Concordia.
Well, I'm quiet, man.
I know. So, congratulations on being the Athlete of the Week on this past week. That's an honor, right?
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
So you transferred here, correct?
Yes, I did.
What school did you attend previously?
Lakeland.
And you played basketball there?
Yes, I did.
Why did you decide to come here?
I just had a couple opportunities that were open if I came here, so I liked the area, and I was familiar with the conference, so, because Concordia is in Lakeland's conference.
Right. Actually, Jessica, I have the honor of doing the women's basketball, like the predictions and stuff.
Okay.
And we do player to watch every week. You're actually my player to watch this week because I did some research, and the two teams you play this week, our week starts on Friday and goes until Thursday, okay? Would be Concordia, Wisconsin, and Rockford. Last year at Lakeland, you scored 14 points and 7 rebounds against Concordia, Wisconsin the first time, and then 17 points and 16 rebounds against Rockford. The second time you played Concordia, Wisconsin, you had 8 points and 12 rebounds.
Uh-huh.
So you're my player to watch this week. Just
okay,
an FYI.
Cool.
See, we do research on this show, too.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. So, Jess, where are you from?
I'm from Keel, Wisconsin. It's
okay.
Actually very, very close to Lakeland.
Okay.
In the area.
No idea where that is, but... Cool. Why number 4?
I don't know. No reason, really. I just picked that number my freshman year of college, and then I just kind of stuck with it, I guess. No
All right.
reason.
All right.
Random number.
So how long have you been playing basketball?
Since, I think, in middle school I started. I'm not sure how old I was, but it was in middle school sometime.
That's awesome. All right, this is a completely random question, the last question of the night.
Okay.
Are you excited that Boy Meets World is going to come back in the form of Girl Meets World?
I've actually heard about this. I didn't know it was true, but I was never a big Boy Meets World fan, so...
Oh.
I mean,
so I guess she doesn't really care.
For those who do like it.
All right. Well, good luck this week against Concordia, Wisconsin and Rockford, and know that on Concordia, Wisconsin, there's no girls taller than 5'11".
Yay!
All right. Have a good night.
All right, thank you.
Can't believe she didn't know who I was. Unbelievable.
I was her Jumpstart leader at one point. Oh, look at this. We got another caller. Welcome to Jake and Jake Show.
Who we got?
Hello?
Oh.
Hi. Are you there?
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
All right. This is Mitchell Whiteside.
What's up, Mitchell Whiteside?
I'm going to just Wallace real quick because he got shot down pretty hard and I feel bad for him.
Oh, thanks. Thanks,
I
Bama.
I just wanted to call in and tell you all about my new Twitter account. It's CUC Bama.
CUC Bama.
Just wanted to let y'all spread the word. And I'm just sharing some life lessons and all that good stuff. So I just want to tell everybody listening to Jake and Jake, because it's my favorite radio show, especially when I'm back in Alabama, Roll Tide. That too. And I want, since y'all talking about Girl Meets World and everything, I just want to tell you, I'm really excited about that too. So
you really what?
I don't even know, man. I'm so damn excited to talk to y'all.
All right, man.
Better than Farscape. I'm just telling you, the radio show might be better. I'm going to let y'all go and continue your radio broadcast. So I'm going to go jog a little bit. So I'll see y'all later. Roll damn tide. All
right. Our manager is freaking out right now. I can hear her in the studio. Oh my gosh.
Roll Tide, Bama.
Right.
Oh, that was great.
All right, I have a song I want to play. So you ready?
Well, let's finish.
All right, yeah, you're right.
What our honorable mentions were.
All right. Honorable mentions.
We also got Andrew Gleason. Junior inside linebacker, he had 75 total tackles. Rob Hammack was also an honorable mention. He was also an inside linebacker,
mm-hmm.
and he led our team with 99 tackles.
Yeah, 99 tackles, but
first year as a starter.
One. Right.
Sam Key, a DB, he had 57 tackles, one interception, one fumble recovery. Priest said he was probably our best cover corner. So
I believe it.
That was well deserved. And to round out the list, we got Trent Yancey. And he was a starting slot back. And he was a kickoff returner.
Yep.
He was third on the team with 35 catches for 595 yards and 8 touchdowns. He also returned 19 kickoffs for 409 yards.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So, yeah. That's pretty awesome.
I don't think we finished with Jeff Dwyer. He's a freshman. Oh. He lives on my floor. So, yeah, he was really happy about that. He tweeted about it, like, several times. So,
well, that's pretty cool as a freshman. Honorable mention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was pretty excited. So we're going to – I don't know if you guys know this, but Thanksgiving was last weekend.
Yeah,
so we're gonna play
I'm sure people know it.
We're going to play a Thanksgiving Christmas song. You ready?
Okay.
Actually, it's a Hanukkah song.
Here comes Hanukkah, so much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy
crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree. Here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Conkirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Sha-na-na and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't need Deck the Halls or Jingle Bell Rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrate Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted. We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time you celebrate Hanukkah. Oh, forget a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really, really wanna go, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
And we're back.
Dude, I had no idea you were playing that song tonight. That's awesome.
Oh, man. Drew Brees didn't even have a touchdown.
No. So listen to this. Sorry to break away from Concordia for a sec. But my team, okay, we are currently 7-5 fantasy football here. I am tied for first place with another team who is also 7-5, and this is the last week of the regular season. I am playing this other team who is 7-5. So whoever wins this game makes the playoffs.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
So he had Drew Brees, Marcus Colston, and Tony Gonzalez going tonight.
Ooh.
I had Roddy White, the Falcons defense, and Garrett Hartley.
Ooh.
Luckily for me, Drew Brees threw 5 interceptions and only got him 3 points. So currently I am up 26-21, and I'm projected to win 88-75.
That's a close game.
That's a good start for me. I'm pretty happy with it.
All right. So what do you want to fly through? The upcoming week? Let's fly through the upcoming week.
Wait a second here. Let's talk about the football seniors.
Let's do that. We have 17 minutes left.
Oh, okay. All right.
Upcoming week. You start it. Friday.
All right. Tomorrow. You know what we got?
Nothing.
Saturday, December 1st. First day is December.
Women's basketball versus Concordia University, Wisconsin. It's a 2 p.m. start. As of right now, the Falcons are 2-2 overall. Last year, they finished 16-11 overall and 13-5 in conference. They are currently averaging 61.2 points per game, 34.2 rebounds per game, and 14.8 assists per game. The Falcons are led by number 30, junior Katie Luth, who is averaging 17.2 points a game with 6.5 rebounds a game and 1.8 assists per game. Number 21, junior Camille Parsons, is averaging 12.2 points per game with 3.8 rebounds per game and 1.5 5 assists per game. She is leading the team with 3-point percentage, which is 53.3, and Sarah senior number 4, Brittany Zuthlo, is averaging 9.8 points per game with 6 rebounds per game and 6 assists per game.
All right. Oh my Sunday, gosh. December 2nd, what do we have?
Absolutely nothing. Intramurals. We got intramurals.
Monday, December 3rd, nothing.
Nothing.
Tuesday, December 4th, more women's basketball.
At versus Rockford at 7 p.m. As of right now, the Regents are 1-4 and 1-1 in conference. Last year, they finished 5-20 overall and 4-13 in conference. They do have a game on Saturday, so they'll actually be one game up or down. The Regents are, and right now, currently, they're averaging 53.8 points per game and 35.6 rebounds per game with 9.6 assists per game. They're led by senior number 25, Nicole Lahr, who is averaging 9.6 points per game, 5.4 rebounds per game, and 1.2 assists per game. She's leading the team with 50% free throw
field goal shooting.
She's a smart shooter. Welcome to Jake and Shake Show. Who we got?
Bro.
Hello?
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 Yeah, just Mr. Whiteside here. Well, I'm sorry for calling you. I just needed some advice.
You need a what?
I just needed some advice. Sorry for calling you.
What do you need advice with, Mitchell?
I'm thinking about doing track and field. Yeah. I want to know what events I should go out for. In high school, I know the backup scout team linebacker. So I just need to know if I should do, like, the 100-meter hurdles or, like, something like that. Cause I don't want to do none of that sissy throwing crap.
All right, hey, you want to know my advice?
Yeah.
For what you should do? You should definitely most likely do the 200-meter hurdles, if that's a thing.
I like the sound of that. I do like to jump up on things. I'm liking the sound of that.
I'm thinking high jump.
Oh, high jump would be good, too.
Dude, I don't even know how many fences I've been jumping over, running away from cows and stuff. And I can't even begin to tell you about that. But, like, if y'all have time, I can talk to you about it. But
actually, we're kind of low on time today, Mitchell.
What is that?
We're kind of low on time today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, man.
Oh, well, one more thing. I heard y'all talking about fantasy football. And I dabble in my fantasy football in there. So I just wanted to let all the public know that next year, fantasy, when you're thinking about doing it, draft A.J. McCarron. And follow with Trent Richardson, too. He knows he's already in the NFL.
And Julio Jones, too, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely Julio Jones. You got to get the Ravens defense. I'm a big high power fan.
All right. We'll keep that in mind next year.
All right, just let everybody know about my Twitter account, too. Peace, y'all.
Right. See ya, man.
Oh, man.
All right.
I do love that kid.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoever it is.
50% free field goal. So she's a smart shooter. Junior number 22, Aaron, doesn't matter her last name, who is averaging 8.6 points per game with 4.6 rebounds and 1.8 assists. And junior number 42, Jessica Bingming.
Journing.
Whatever. Beaming sounds so much cooler.
It's Bing Bong. Remember that? Have you seen Kicking and Screaming?
Uh-uh.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, yes.
Remember that part when the people of that little kid, the little Asian kid?
Oh, yeah,
kid,
yeah.
They're like, okay, it's Beyond Sung. He's not like, no, I think I got it. It's Mike Ditka. He hands him the autograph. It says, to Bing Bong.
All right. She's averaging 7.2 points per game with 3.8 rebounds per game and 0.6 assists per game. Jake, what do we got on Wednesday, December 5th?
Men's basketball versus Aurora University at 7 p.m. As of right now, the Spartans, well, we don't have that. But they are led by junior number 22, Marius Lobdell. He averages 16 points per game, which is pretty good. Number 3, Scott Laskowski, averages 12.6 points a game, 4.4 rebounds, and 1.6 assists. He is shooting 70%, wow, from the field, which is a very good field goal percentage. Freshman number 20, Calman Stokes, averages 10.8 points a game, 4 rebounds, and 0.2 assists. Senior number 11, Esteban Vega, averages 4.6 a game, 1.6 rebounds, 2 assists. He's killing it from 3. He has a 3-point shooting percentage of 55.6%.
All right, and sorry, they are 2-3 overall with a 1-0 in conference as of right now.
There we go. All right, and next Thursday, all we got is
nothing.
You know, Jake and Jake show.
All right, so the athletes of the week of the week of the 19th were April Broska and Jamal Thomas. Congratulations to them. The athletes of this week were Jessica Ginky and Brandon Johnson, both basketball players. So shout out to them.
Indeed.
Let's do our predictions before we forget.
Sure.
So, like I said, I picked Jessica Ginky. I think she's going to have a huge game against both CUW and Rockford. She's had it in the past when she was at Lakeland. I just feel like she's just gonna come out. She had 21 points against Benedictine, so I feel like it's her turn. So, what do you got for the men's?
I got Marlon Villas. I think he's going to have a huge week. He's not, so he's going to be the other number 4 to watch this week.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, so let's do seniors. You'll take offense, I'll take defense.
All right, sounds good. Here we go. First senior. First, we should point out that these seniors in their time here had a record of 34-7.
That's amazing.
Which is pretty good.
That's amazing.
First senior, number 1, Jamal Thomas. He played in 41 games. Rushing, he had 43 attempts for 329 yards and 5 touchdowns. Passing, he was 1 of 3, 38 yards, 1 touchdown. Receiving, he had 194 receptions in his career, 3,534 yards and 46 TDs, and his longest touchdown was 93 yards.
That's unbelievable.
All right, another offensive senior is number 2, Trent Yancey. He played in 15 games. He had 3 rushing attempts for 7 yards, but he had 36 receptions for 608 yards, 8 touchdowns. His longest was 56 yards. He had 19 returns for 409 yards.
All right, and we got number 3, Sam Key. He played in 40 games. He made 1 reception for 9 yards. He had 1 kick return for 19 yards. He had 2 interceptions for 0 yards. He had 102.5 total tackles, 2 forced fumbles, and 1 fumble recovery.
All right, number 5, Adam Auerhammer, played in 4 games. He had 1 reception for 9 yards.
Number 6, Daniel Debonet. He played in 28 games. He had 3 kick returns, which I thought was amazing, for 32 yards. He had 94 total tackles, 9.5 total tackle for losses with 6 total sacks and 1 forced fumble. Number 7, CJ Deer, played in 20 total games, had 5 receptions for 121 yards for 1 TD. He had 3 interceptions for 47 yards, 1 TD, and 26 total tackles, 1.5 tackle for losses for 5 yards and 1 forced fumble.
Number 10, Joseph DeMayo. He was a transfer this year. He played in 3 games. He had 3 receptions for 13 yards. Also, number 15, Jake Kohler, played in 36 games. In his career, he had 271 rushing attempts for 1,512 yards, 18 TDs. He had a long of 81 yards for rushing touchdowns. Passing, he was 336 of 594. He had 5,026 yards in his career, 53 touchdowns, and his longest was 77 yards through the air. He also had 4 receptions for 33 yards in his career. He had 47 punts for 1,382 yards, and he had 1.5 total tackles in his career.
That's amazing.
He did just about everything.
He did. Next, we have number 20, Matt Rolfe. He had played in 39 total games. He had 4 kick returns for 59 yards, 11 interceptions for 216 yards, 1 TD, 197.5 total tackles, 2 tackle for losses, 1 sack for 6 yards, and 2 block kicks. Next, we have number 44, Marty Beckman. He played in 43 total games. He had 1 interception for 17 yards and a TD. He had 258 total tackles, 51 tackle for losses, 19.5 sacks for 157 yards, 4 forced fumble recoveries, and 3 forced fumbles.
And real quick, just to remind everyone, he leaves the school with the record of tackles for losses with 51 and with total sacks in his career with 19.5.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Next we have number 49, Chris Thompson. He played in 39 total games. He had 4 interceptions for 43 yards, 3 fumble recoveries for 44 yards and 1 TD, 167 total tackles, 24.5 tackle for losses, and 1 forced fumble. He had 2.5 sacks for 21 yards. Next comes up with Robert Hammock. He played in 26 games. He had 1 interception. He led the team with 97 tackles. Career total was 117.5. He finished with 5.5 tackle for losses, 1 sack for 15 yards.
Number 62, Chris Big Dog Bruni, played in 36 total games. In his career, he had 1 reception for 9 yards, 2 total tackles, and 1 block kick that happened this year. Also, number 68, Anthony Pinella. We don't have stats on him, but obviously this year he earned a... It was first team, right? He was a first team?
I think so.
So he earned that, which is great. And to finish him off, number 73, John J. Bo Mueller. He played in 8 games, and he's always been, you know, kind of like a leader.
He's always in the greatest mood ever.
Yeah.
So we want to thank all the seniors and all the football players who made this a great year. See you, Cougar Nation. Be ready for next year.
Yeah, it's exciting. Looking forward to what's happening.
We went over the upcoming week. Went over the players to watch.
Yeah. So real quick, we only got 3 minutes left here. Let's just remind everyone. Friend us on Facebook because we can't send out friend requests, right?
For another 14 days.
Follow both us, at Jake and Jake WCGR, and apparently at CUC Bama. Follow that too because he called in a couple times, you know.
Right. Yeah.
And listen to our podcast.
Right. It'll be up on iTunes later tonight. So.
Yep.
Be all ready for that. Let's see if we got any retweets from the Jake and Jake show.
I don't think we got anything.
I don't either.
But, it's been a good night.
It has.
It's good. Had some entertainment with Mitchell Whiteside calling in.
Right.
So, all right. Yeah, it's been a good one.
It's been a good week.
We don't know yet if next week's going to be our last one, do we?
Not yet. We'll know by next week.
It's possible, guys. So you have to tune in to next week because it could be our last one.
It'll be a special one.
It would be a special one. Tune in next week, next Thursday at 10 o'clock. And until then, this is the Jake and Jake Show. Thanks for listening tonight.
Thanks for listening, guys. Have a good week. Go Cougars. What song am I looking for? There it is. Found it.